Australia's death row plea to Singapore. The Australian government is in two minds about whether to take Singapore to the International Court of Justice in a last-ditch effort to save an Australian drug trafficker from the gallows. Death row inmate Tiong Van Nguyen, 25, is due to be hanged on December 2nd for smuggling 396.2 grams of heroin into Singapore. Repeated appeals to Singapore's government for clemency, including those from Prime Minister John Howard, have fallen on deaf ears. An Australian Foreign Affairs spokesman described the upcoming hanging as repugnant and said efforts to spare Nguyen's life had been given short shrift and treated with contempt. However, the spokesman also said Australia would not risk trashing our relationship with Singapore for Nguyen's sake. Mr. Nguyen was sentenced to death in March 2004. He said he became a drug mule to pay back $15,000 he borrowed from a friend to cover his twin brother's legal fees for a drug offence 3 years earlier. Nguyen's lawyer deems the UN Court of Justice to offer a glimmer of hope because it considers meting out the death sentence for heroin possession as illegal. A major obstacle to this is that Singapore is not a signatory to the court and does not accept its jurisdiction. Further, the Australian government must officially champion the case, as the court will only preside over applications brought by nation states. Although Mr. Howard described it as a desperately sad case, he said he could not allow it to contaminate our bilateral relationship with Singapore.